News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
RTE's in the headlines again, as you heard, because of a new payment scandal, as it has emerged that a staff member's salary was not properly accounted for. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, has the story. Fionnán, this is a bit sort of Juno and the Peacock. What is the moon? What is the stars? And what is an RTE presenter?
Deja vu all over again. For 6 years, the salary of an RTE star presenter was not classified correctly in the highly publicized RTE top 10 presenter earnings. I seem to remember this happened before. I'm a bit foggy this morning. I can't quite remember what it was. It's ringing a little bit of bell here. So here's what happens. Rick Mooney, he goes wild and talks to the birds and so on and so forth. He goes off his weekly program back about a decade ago. He becomes an executive producer and a presenter of a weekly one. So he goes from daily to weekly, because does more production. Then in 2020, then 5 years later, probably because maybe his terms and conditions were up there or something like that, there's a decision made to reclassify him, not as a presenter, as a producer, but he's still presenting. And then the Ryan Tuberty payment scandal, I'm remembering it all now, that emerges 3 years ago, and nobody goes, we're going back looking at everything now, lads, though. Everything now, every bit of dirt under the carpet has now been lifted up. We're going to sweep away the cobwebs and look at everything. And nobody spotted this. And we're now being told, oh, somebody spotted it there recently and went, oh, you know the way Derek Mooney is a producer and a presenter? Should he be in the presenter list? And it was decided, yeah, so let's change the criteria so it's producer presenters, not just presenters. And then they decided, so that's for 2025 because they're changing the criteria. But then they decided, oh, for comparative purposes, we're going to also publish 2024, which again shows him in the top 10. He's 8 and 7 in those 2 years. But you're kind of going, okay, what about 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023? Because if he was on that salary or thereabouts and his role hasn't changed, that would have also put him in the top 10. And RTE have decided in their wisdom, no, we can't go back changing the criteria and decisions that were made by other people. Another explanation given by the chairman of RTE last night was that, well, he wasn't around then. He's only been around the last 2 years. So that's what he's responsible for. I think listening to the RTE explanations of the last 24 hours, my county man, Alan Kelly, there's plenty of fresh meat there now. Well, for this new Oireachtas committee.
Is there, though,
a good hop off the RTE executive and management and how exactly this came about, and nobody spotted this 3 years ago.
Is there, though, a material difference between this and the previous scandal with which you just refreshed your memory, in that the preceding chairperson described the original payment scandal as a scheme designed to deceive? That's not the suggestion here, is it?
No, it's not, and it doesn't appear that there were hidden payments. It was more the classification of a worker. In this case, it was decided, well, he's more of a producer than a presenter. But when you break down his salary, you kind of go, well, he was more of a presenter than a producer there, lads, when it came to how much he was being paid. So it wasn't being hidden, but it just means, yet again, there was a list included in the annual report each year that was not accurate. You don't get away with that. I mean, the RTE is now chaired by somebody who was head of one of the largest accounting firms in the country for several years. You wouldn't be able to do that with any other company. So they've now ended up revising again figures that they published in their own annual report. And they're leaving it quite vague about whether there should have been revisions for previous years as well. So nobody is suggesting that there was a secret deal here that was kept hidden from everybody. But there's a couple of questions that arise there. Who exactly decided that Derek Mooney was now a producer, not a presenter, and therefore wouldn't enter into the equation in terms of that top 10 on-air talent presenter earnings table that is presented each year. Why was that decision taken then? And also, why was it not spotted in recent times? So it does call into question the entire accuracy yet again of how exactly these figures are put together.
All right.
And then RTE decided last night, oh, sure, we'll throw out the whole of 2025 as well. And there's a few grand distractions in there around other people's salaries. But you're kind of going, okay, that's great. Remind me again, who are the actual top 10 earners in RTE? Actually, what we've discovered in the last 2 years is that six, if not seven of the top 10 earners are actually the management. But there's no sign of their figures being presented. Isn't that funny?
Finan, thank you very much. Finan Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.